Any kind of
I was master here, Justice Peace here when I was 22 years old.
Right. Did you marry a lot of people?
Married a lot of people.
Do they still have that in Alabama? I don't think they have them anymore.
Yeah, I married a good many people. I never forget the first marriage I performed. I got a friend down here that had a man working for him, a white man, was a hostler. And he called me up one day and told me, he says, I want you to come down and marry Tom Kazaa's daughter. Kazaa was a white man that had a lease on some land of his back in the woods. Said, you'll have to come down here and ride out there. So I said, well, I never married anybody, Mr. Pierce. I don't know. Know about that. I said, let me get a preacher. No, he said, they want you. I said, all right. I had a form book, you know, with marriage ceremony in it. So I got it down and kind of memorized it. I told them folks in the house, my sister and my mother. So they dressed me up like a preacher that morning. I had an old dark suit. I had a black overcoat. And I went on down to Mr. Pierce's, and he had a little old 2-year-old stud pony saddled up there for me to ride. Wild as a buck. I'd put a good rider. I was young, of course. Well, I mounted him and got him straightened out and started. And I had to go through about 2 or 3 miles of woods, just a trace. And then came out to that opening that they had cleared up back in there, had his home there, full room house. And they were waiting for me. And they had on the front porch, they had a wildcat in a chicken coop that they caught the night before in a steel trap. And they'd been catching the chickens. And they caught him, they had him in this steel trap, big bobcat. He's a vicious looking animal. Well, we were all moderated about that, you know, and everything. And I was anxious for him to get on with the ceremony. I was nervous.
Right.
Well, she's bride was ready, so I said, all right, let's have it. So we all got in the living room now, just clean house, four-room cabin. And I, of course, read the ceremony. I couldn't trust my memory. I read it. But I lawfully married him. I hitched him up. And after the wedding, I wanted to go, and they said, no, you can't go yet. I said, we're going to have dinner. And Ms. Kazaa said, I've prepared dinner for you, and I want you to stay. And they had a big coon cooked, baked coon, with potatoes all around it. Something good, I'll tell you now. I said, all right. So I didn't have to twist my arm about that eating that coon, because I loved it. Well, we had dinner and I went on home. About 6 months later, I got called to come back out there to marry another daughter. Well, I went on out there and married her. And then about, I reckon, a couple of years later, they moved out, finished up with their lease back then, moved out on the front. And the third daughter wanted to get married. So they sent and got me. And I married three of them in one family. Mm. Now the fourth daughter came along. She said, no, she wanted a preacher to marry her. And that's the only marriage that didn't last, the one the preacher married. All the others, I mean, they stuck. Yeah. I was talking to one of those, the girl that I married the second time, second daughter, talking to her not long ago. Her husband just died. And she had been the linen director and in charge of all the linen in one of the big hospitals in Greenville.